This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv is sunny, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Jerusalem is also enjoying bright skies. In Haifa, the day starts clear, offering a good chance to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran fired missiles at Kuwait and Bahrain after the U.S. military struck Iranian radar sites. This is according to a report from Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, the U.S. attacked Iranian coastal sites following Iran's drone launches. Ynet reports this happened earlier today. Also this hour, three Palestinian civilians were injured during IDF operations in the West Bank. This report is from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, Hezbollah's veto is obstructing Lebanon's government and the Iran deal. JNS covered this in earlier reporting. And finally, Israeli airstrikes eliminated top Hamas security officials in northern Gaza. This was reported by I-24 News in reporting from earlier. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global shared that the U.S. military targeted Iranian surveillance sites after Iran launched drones. This post came in under an hour ago. I-24 News English noted Iran's missile launches towards Kuwait and Bahrain, with U.S. assessments indicating most were intercepted. This update came in earlier today. Joe Truesman, who monitors Middle Eastern conflicts, posted that Hezbollah member Ali Salman was buried today. He returned to combat after losing part of his leg and was later killed by Israeli forces. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian missile launches. The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. intercepted six missiles, with one falling short. This follows the U.S. military striking Iranian sites in response to drone threats in Hormuz. The situation raises tensions in the Gulf, affecting regional security. Turning to the IDF operations in the West Bank. The Jerusalem Post highlights that three Palestinian civilians were injured. These individuals were not involved in the conflict and are now receiving medical attention. This incident underscores the ongoing complexities in the region. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's recent actions in Lebanon are causing significant political disruption. JNS explains that Hezbollah's veto overrules the government, blocking progress on the Iran deal. This power struggle signals continued instability in Beirut's political landscape. On the economic front. First, DriveNets has raised $410 million, pushing its valuation to $8.5 billion. Katech reports that the Israeli company is benefiting from the AI boom. Separately, SpaceX is adjusting its IPO target valuation to $1.8 trillion. Ynet Business notes this move could see the company raising up to $75 billion. And finally, the shekel continues to appreciate, with Globes outlining potential scenarios that could impact its strength. This ongoing trend highlights the shekel's robust performance in global markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.